My name's Cathy Tate. I live in Wimbledon, and somebody just told me that this is the kind of thing they did. And when I retired, I thought, how am I going to fill 7 days a week? And I decided to give it a go, and I love it. I feel a lot of people who come here are very uneasy, nervous. There's nothing worse than not knowing where you're going, so my main role is to help them find where they have to go. Sometimes I chat to them and try and put them at their ease. Sometimes I get the feeling they don't want to talk, so I just keep quiet. But I do think it helps people that they've got somebody to show them in a big hospital where they have to go. I can tell some people are really scared, and also they're very stressed because they haven't been able to park in the car park. So I just try and put them at their ease and chat. We get visitors coming in, sometimes people coming in for interviews. It's mainly patients. Visitors are more in the afternoon and I work mornings, so I don't have so much contact with them. Quite a few of them have said, oh, thank goodness you were here. It's really nice to have somebody to show me where to go. They obviously find it helpful. I usually go home feeling very satisfied with the job I've done. I feel I've given something back to the community. I've learnt a lot about people themselves and how they deal with their stresses and their worries. And yeah, I just thoroughly enjoy doing it every week. Get a lot of satisfaction from it. If you like people, if you like interacting with people and chatting to them, meeting lots of different people or different nationalities, do it and you'll get a lot of fun and a lot of satisfaction from it. I think you need to have compassion and sympathy when people are distressed. Patience as well, because sometimes they're not quite themselves and they don't know where they're going, or some of them come in, they don't even know what their appointment is for, and it's not their fault. Just have to be patient and just do the utmost that you can to help them.